I need some music.
Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I should sing, right, Whitney? Hey, everybody. Hey, angels. And everybody else. Well, we're all angels, right? Earth angels. Welcome to the show tonight. I'm glad you guys are here. And I'm certainly glad Whitney's here. She is Whitney Ladd. She's with us every month, and she's a new angel coach, and she's a sweetheart. And I tell you something right now. Her husband's been sick and in the hospital, and she still came to this show to inspire us all. Not only inspire us, but get us up and working and going, right? It's nice to inspire, Whitney, but if you can get people to take action, it's even better. That way, when they leave the show, they go, "That was a great speaker. Oh, she was wonderful. Now I need to get to work." Instead of, "Oh, she was just wonderful," right? You know. So, anyway, I know, right? But everybody, Whitney's been on before, and this is her third time on the show. And Whitney, you know, recovered from cancer and just told us this beautiful story about and hard. I mean, she went through some challenges of how she recreated her life and went through a double mastectomy and then came back. I think you went through cancer for about a little over a year, right? Or a year and a half. Or I'm not even sure, but you went through chemo, double mastectomy, getting sick, getting frustrated at your family and friends, and getting frustrated at you, and getting frustrated at your husband, and loving God, and like, God, why do I have to go all through this? And but you created a great life. And I guess your life, you know, redoing your life didn't start there or before there. But then tonight you're talking about goal setting, visualization, and asking your angels the right questions to get an answer. Because sometimes I think we ask questions, we don't get an answer, right? So I keep asking the question, when is Matthew McConaughey going to call me? Probably not the right question. Well, I'm not getting an answer. All good. So talk to us. Did you recreating your life, not making your life, but recreating it again, did that happen when you got sick and recovered, or did it happen before? Take us on that journey. So I want to know how to set some goals and how to visualize. And I also want to know how to ask questions, the right questions. And I'm sure everybody else is like, yeah, they're hanging their cameras and saying, tell us, Whitney, what's the story? How do we do that?
Okay, so as far as I go, I started the whole process. When I got sick, I started with working on me. And then when I got through all the stuff that I went through and was feeling better was when I was really able to, I was to the point where I was loving myself and able to love others. And then that's when I really started the journey of I've transformed myself on the inside, and now it's a matter of transforming my life on the outside. And I'm really happy with where I'm at, but goals that I want to achieve and places that I want to go and things I want to do. So it's an ongoing process. So you never really stop because, you know, change is always happening. It's inevitable. So you might as well change with it and change it into something that you want if it's always going to be changing instead of stuff that you don't want.
Go ahead.
So the first thing you want to do is basically figure out what do you want in life, and then the next question is how do you get it. So if you're not sure, the first place to start is to just get still, sit down, and ask the question, what do I want out of life? And just be really honest with yourself. And most of the time, the response will be pretty immediate. And I think what happens most of the time, people, if they sit down and ask that question, they don't like the answer that they're getting. And so they try to argue with themselves. They try to think that, you know, that's not the right answer, or it's not working. But really it is. And most of the time it's something that you can't even envision in your life where it's at currently. Because when you're asking those questions, you're really asking them to your higher self and to your angels. And so they see and know what your true self is, even if you can't see it right now. So if the response that you're getting is scary or feels like it's pushing you outside of your comfort zone, it's because your higher self knows you can do and be more. Your ego isn't ready for it. So
let me get this straight.
So that's
Go ahead. Let me ask this question because Okay, so you, the first thing is be still, the meditation, just sit still in your bed, and, you know, we all do that heavy breathing, deep breathing, you know, or whatever, and then you say, what do I want in life, or what do I want out of life? Two different questions, so I want to be clear on that one. So what do you, do I, what am I supposed to do? Repeat that question again, and then give me an example of somebody who doesn't like what they're hearing, okay? Because
okay,
people are,
okay,
are texting me. Okay, about that. I just got two texts. It's like, yeah, I hear you. All right, so.
Okay. So you can, it depends on what you want. You know, if you are at a place where you're semi-comfortable but you want to do more, you can ask, what do I want out of life? What do I want to accomplish?
Okay.
What do I want to, you know, where do I want to go? If you're at the beginning point and you really have no clue and you're just getting started, you can ask, you know, what do I want to be in life? So, I mean, it's
okay,
just really, you can, if you just sit still, you'll find that question inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll form, it will, to be exactly what it needs to be to get the response that you want. And you can also ask, what is my purpose in life? If you feel like your purpose is something that you're searching for, instead of just goals. And so it's a process, and everybody's process is different. It's not a straight line. Some people might be more concerned with, you know, they know what their purpose is, they just don't know how to get it. So that would be a different question. What do I need to do in life? Or,
right.
So that's more action steps rather than a purpose or an end all. But if you sit still, the question will form. You just have to really, what do you want to know? And sit still and let the question form, and then ask the question.
Whitney, can I ask you a question? That's great. Because,
yeah,
I, you know, things are falling into place with angel coaches. I mean, amazing, you know, but there were things I had to do myself, within myself, to figure that out, okay? And then, you know, I met people like you and Sue and Donna and Allison and a host of other people. Victoria and these folks came into my life, but I had to work on me. I guess that's what you're saying, is that you have to work on yourself first to figure out what you're supposed to be, to have the goals and goal setting and all that, because the goals that are set today are so different than 5 years ago. You know what I mean? 5 years ago, it's all about money.
Exactly.
And things. And it still is. I like, you know, things, right? But it's also about spiritual growth as well. So that's part of this process, correct, too? Spiritual growth.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because as you grow and change, what you want and what is important to you in life will change and will shift. And so, but if you're not at a point where you love yourself, you know, you're not really going to be approaching these questions with the highest intent. So, and some people, they start the process, you know, with what is my purpose? And then once they discover their purpose and they get to that purpose, then they start the self-love process. You know, it's different for everybody, because everybody's soul has a different contract to fulfill. But, you know, for me it was, I had to love myself first, and I had to go through that process of forgiving myself and forgiving the people around me and accepting who and what I am as I am, where I'm at, and then deciding,
right,
once I love myself, what do I want to change in my life? And what do I want to change about myself to make myself better? It's still self-loving. You're not judging or putting yourself down. You're loving yourself where you are, but knowing that you can always improve and be better.
Right. I got you. So self-love was one of the things that you had to do first. Okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, go ahead. Cause
the example. Okay.
And I get tons of questions, but excuse me. Go ahead, so.
Okay, so one of the questions you had was an example of what, like, you're asking the question and maybe you're arguing with yourself. So let's say you're a very quiet person and, you know, you don't speak up much, because I was there. And so you ask the question, what am I to do? And you're given a vision of you standing on a stage doing public speaking. If that terrifies you, then that's probably what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I just get anxiety attacks from that one. Like, this is so not fun. I remember that. You know, that's the problem, but yeah, I remember.
Well,
that.
And
well,
it's really,
well.
It's meant to push you out of your comfort zone. So, you know, if that's, and so you get that vision, and then you're like, I can't do that. I can't do that. That's not that. I don't know where that came from, but that was not my thought. So you start arguing with yourself and you try to talk yourself out of it instead of just accepting it and saying, okay, I know I'm nowhere near that point of feeling comfortable to do that. So then the next question, once you get that vision, is the next question is, how do I become that? How can I get comfortable? What do I need to do to get to that point? So then your questions start to change. And so it'll all start to slowly come together if you're very honest with yourself and willing to accept the answers that you're getting. So like the next response to the public speaking, if that's something that scares you, but you say, okay, I'll sit with that. What do? You might get that you need to take a public speaking class at a community college. You know, something that you never would have thought about doing that, you know, you could be perfectly comfortable in your life and that's not something you want to do. But if that's the guidance that you're given, then you should probably look into the class. And if money's an issue, then ask, how can I gain the funds to be able to take this class, if that's an issue for you? And either you'll be given an answer on how to do it, or it'll come. It'll just come. I mean, you know how that works. I mean, law of attraction and all that, it will find its way, and it will all work out in the divine and perfect timing for when you need to take the class. So, I mean, it's just trusting the response, and even if it just seems so out of character for you, just know that that's really coming from your true and higher self, and that's why it's saying, you can do this. You can be this. You know, it's really believing in yourself and being willing to at least accept the idea. It's not saying you have to go out tomorrow and try to find a way to do it. You know, it's just accepting the idea, sit with that for a while first, and then ask the questions of how to make it happen.
So you're right, because you get the answers. You really do, right? You know, but go on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. So some people already know what they want to do. Some people already know what they're supposed to do, and it's just not happening, and it's just not working. So basically, you have to be really honest with yourself and tell yourself, what I'm doing isn't working, and it's time to try something different. Because some people just keep trying and trying and trying, but it never happens. But they never stop to say, okay, what I'm doing isn't working, what do I need to do? And so I've got some tips on what you can try and see if it works. If it doesn't, go back, sit, and ask, how can I improve upon this? Because I might give you tips, but your higher self might can take those tips, since you put them in your consciousness, and expand upon them and make them even better and even greater. And that's why each of us are important, because somebody else might get information that's so much more valuable, or not more valuable, but just expanded than what I have, that then they need to go and share in the world. So as far as things that they can do, I've got three things I want to start with. I've actually got multiple things, but the first three things that a lot of successful people do is they make goals, and they make them clear, and they make them with a time frame. So if you know what you want, it's easier to make the goals and kind of start to set a time frame in your mind. Again, if you're not sure, go back, ask the questions. What do I need to do? You know, what should my goals be, or what would my higher self have me do? You know, what you go back to asking those questions and asking, okay, how do I become? That is what forms your goals. By asking those questions, that's what helps you form the goals and the time frames. So that's the first thing that successful people do, is they know their goals and they set clear goals and time frames. And then the second thing they do is write them down. Because I think so many people, and I was guilty of this before I started doing all my work, I was guilty of this. I kind of thought I knew what I wanted, and I had that in my mind, but I never physically wrote it down. And so to physically write it down, there's just something in that act that puts it more thoroughly in your brain. It just is more programmed in your brain. And I heard someone say once that only 10% of people who hear that they need to write down their goals actually go and do it.
Right.
So, you know, you want to be in that 10% that goes and actually writes the goals down. Because when I heard that, I thought, you know what? What I've been doing isn't working. So I'm going to be in that 10% that goes and writes it down. So you want to write down the goals, and then you want to keep them in your forefront of your mind. So you want to put it somewhere where you're going to see it, where you're going to look at it every day, where you're going to remember and know. And you might even feel like writing it multiple times. You don't have to just write it once. You might want to write them multiple times, you know, as part of your, you know, your daily you time is to write out your goals. And it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, it can be whatever, it could be a whole page worth, it could be 2 pages worth, or it could be just 5 or 6 things, you know, whatever works for you, but you want to write them down, and you want to put it where you're going to see it, or you're going to know it, you're going to see them. And then the third thing that successful people do is they actually take action on the goals. So many times people have these goals and they'll do like the positive affirmations, which is really wonderful. But the way to really get things started is to just to take even the tiniest baby step can make a world of difference, because the little bit of action will create so much momentum. And it's like you're showing the universe that you're ready. You're ready to take that step, and you're ready to step out of your box and step out of your comfort zone and to really start to create a life that you love. So when you show the universe you're ready, that's when things start to fall into place, and that's when the connections start to happen between people. Divinely, it's all divinely orchestrated and just waiting for you to say, I'm ready, and then take the action, take that baby step.
Right. So, I agree with you on that.
So, yeah, so really yeah, the ahead. Best thing you can do, sit down with your notebook and pen and just write it out. Okay, so
can I ask you this?
So
you're saying write down your goals, okay? I wrote down my goals for 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. I put it, I wrote all my goals down. Then I figured out which ones I wanted right now, which ones I could wait on, which ones were 5 and 10 years later. You know, 1, 3, 5, 10. And then I had a list of 5 goals for last year that I actually did. You know what I mean? But I took an action, one of the things I want to do is run a marathon, and I did that. But I signed up for a half marathon. I was like, let me start with the half first. Why do you need to do that? And then I did a full marathon and so on and so on, you know, but there's only one goal that I didn't get, and that was only because the other ones took so much time, a lot more time than I thought they would, you know what I mean? So, writing it down, then doing an action. The moment that I wrote it down, I got off from writing it all down, and then I submitted a phone call and went on the web and signed up for a half marathon. That's what it did. You know what I mean? It was not even written for
it. So you took the action.
Right, exactly. It makes a difference, though. It makes a huge difference. Because you've invested money and time in something, you're like, yeah, I better get it done. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you make sure, and you had guys, I had to get a great new pair of shoes. That's what it is. So I still have my shoes that I ran my half marathon with, so it's all good. My bronze them. This is what I did. My dad said, yeah, right, three. Go on, I'm sorry.
And the good thing about goals is, you know, okay, so maybe you didn't reach your time frame. That's okay. It's fine to reset your time frame. Maybe that wasn't the right time frame just then, but that doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. That just means, you know, maybe it just wasn't meant to be right at that moment. So it's okay to change the time frame. And it's also okay to change your goal as you go. If you keep going back, if you're doing your meditating and you're doing your self-work on a daily basis, you can go back as often as you want and kind of check in on your goals and make sure they're not changing. Because as you are taking these actions and you're working towards these goals and making things happen, you know, your consciousness is expanding and you're becoming more aware of things that you weren't aware of before. So since you're opening up, you can go back and ask the questions and get more answers that are expanded because your consciousness is expanded. So your goals might end up changing completely, but you still end up right where you're supposed to be. It was just part of the process. So,
right.
You know, if you're led in one direction and you go towards that and great change starts happening in your life, and then you get pulled, you feel this pull and you get told to go in this other direction, you know, that first part was not useless. And that first part, it's not a failure. It's not that you didn't accomplish those things or maybe you didn't reach those goals. It's never a failure. You know, it was a stepping stone to get you to where you really needed to be. But, you know, the universe and God and your angels had to work within the confines of your thought patterns at the time and your beliefs at the time. So as you expand and change, your goals will too. And that's the great thing about it is that you just get further and further and further. And eventually you look back and you're just like, I can't believe I'm living this life. This is so amazing. And it wouldn't have happened any other way.
Right. I gotcha. Gotcha. That's great, by the way. So that's how we get our goals. And then visualization. Do you have anything else about goals? Because visualization, I think, is real key here, too, as well. I like visualizing. Usually I visualize
well, yeah, and
it's all good.
So part of the taking action would be to, if you don't know, you know, sit, ask your angels for help, ask for signs, ask for guidance along the way on what action steps you need to take. And then part of the action is to visualize yourself accomplishing the goals. You know, see it and play out the scenarios in your mind and get very detailed with it. It's okay to get very detailed with, you know, what you want, what you want to do, what you want to be, what you want to accomplish. Get really detailed with that. And the most important part is a word I made up, was feelization. So it's not just visualization, it's feelization. So you actually want to feel it. You want to think about and make yourself feel whatever it would feel like to accomplish those goals. You know, and that's what really sets everything in motion and kind of clears the path for you, because you're going to be drawn towards creating those feelings in reality when you're feeling them and visualizing them together, you know, towards accomplishing those things. So it's just like taking it to the next level when you can add feelization to your visualization.
I like that. That realization. I really like that there, Whitney. I'm going to borrow that and give you credit. Okay, realization, as Whitney Ladd says. Okay, go ahead. Good, I like that.
Yeah, so that would be one of the things that you want to do. And then the next thing you want to do as far as taking action would be to change your habits. Because if you are doing the same thing day in and day out, you're not going to change anything. Your life's not going to change. So write down your goals and look at them every day, you know, and then you don't have to make anything happen overnight, because it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, I don't want to say that it can't, because it certainly can if you believe it can, but most people don't believe that yet until they start seeing great things actually start to happen. But changing your habits, for example, I heard this example, I can't remember where I heard this, but it was such a good example. I was like, oh, that's really great. I heard somebody say that if somebody doesn't floss every day and you start flossing every day, that's a huge accomplishment. That's a great habit that you've started and created towards a healthy lifestyle. And so even though it might just be something as small and simple as flossing, it's still changing your habits, changing your routine. It's creating change in your life, even if it's that simple and that small. And so once you can start doing that, you start making other habit changes that are better for you and beneficial for you. You know, maybe it's drinking water. Set a reminder in your phone 3 times a day to drink a glass of water. If that's not something that you do, but you feel you need to be doing, or you've been told you need to do, set a reminder in your phone. When it goes off, go drink a glass of water. Just make yourself do it. Eventually, you'll get to the point where your body craves it and you want it and it becomes natural and you don't need the reminder anymore.
Right.
So
it's just
small things like that. Use your phone. I mean, so many people have smartphones nowadays, and you can use them to, first off, you can use them to put your goals in there, and you can set a reminder, you know, 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night, to have your goals pop up where you read them. I mean, that's the best way to really keep them in the front of your mind, you know, if you're looking at them, because maybe you don't want to carry around a piece of paper, or you feel weird having ticket notes all over your house for people to see. But if that pops up on your phone, nobody has to know what you're looking at on your phone.
Yes. I remember putting them on my mirrors, right? Who is JB? I was like, that's the guy I'm going to date. Who is he? That's the guy I'm dating. That's you, buddy, looking in the mirror. It's my best friend. I'll never forget that. Anyway, so I'm like 16. Oh, Carrie. Oh, that's funny. But anyway, so that's another time. But, hey, I learned how to write goals younger because my parents were always into that, too, as well. So, but that's good. I never thought about doing it in your phone. That would be good.
Yeah, huh. Program it in your phone. Let it come up. Let your phone remind you. And then eventually that becomes a habit in your brain. And another thing to do is, a really great thing to do, would be to pick the time in the day when you are the most lazy and have it pop up then. Because that should be, it shouldn't feel like work. I mean, not necessarily work, but it shouldn't make you feel bad if you don't act on it, because it's supposed to be motivational. So if you know at 6:30 at night you generally sit down and watch TV and go into TV coma before you go to bed for 3 hours, and you're not doing anything, that's time that you could be working towards your goals and changing your life. You know, so if you have your reminder pop up at 6:30 when you're normally going to turn on the TV, it's that reminder of, do I want to go do what I've always been doing? Or do I maybe want to figure out how I can make my goals happen? What little baby step can I do today to make my goals happen? So you always have that choice of, do you want to be lazy or do you want to get busy? And
I want to be lazy or get busy.
I mean,
how is that for me?
Yeah, I mean, you could even put that reminder in your phone at TV coma time. Do I want to be lazy or do I want to get busy? And it should just be that motivator to make you say, you know what, I'm going to get up. I'm going to go get on the computer. I'm going to go do my class. I'm going to go, you know, research some stuff. I'm going to go figure out what I need to do. I'm going to go meditate, you know, any of those things. You know, I'm going to go read this book that I got. You know, people just get in these habits of, they come home from work and they eat dinner and they clean up and then they go to TV coma. And it's like, stop with the TV coma. You're wasting valuable time. Your time is so precious. So definitely utilize your phone and start slow. I mean, you can even put reminders in there. If you set your time frame goals, you can go ahead and program in your phone, take the view time and program in your phone, you know, if your goal is to accomplish something in a year, then start with a reminder in your phone that comes up and says, you're 11 months from accomplishing such and such goal. A random
day
in the month.
I like that.
Pick a random day in the month and let it pop up and say, you are 11 months from accomplishing such and such goal. Because that should be like a kick in the rear to get you motivated if you got to that slump point where you've lost the motivation. And then the next month,
right,
at a random day in the month, you know, you're 10 months from accomplishing such and such goal. I mean, it's just those things that you take the time to do now that are going to give you that motivation as you go along. And then if you reach, you know, you should put some really awesome thing, do like a voice memo or something really cool, telling yourself how proud you are when you've reached that goal in that 12th month, or, you know, something to celebrate, let you celebrate. Maybe you reach it early, and so you get a pop-up that says you're 2 months from accomplishing your goal, and you've already accomplished it. I mean, you can celebrate that. And let's say, you know, you reached the 12th month and you didn't accomplish the goal. That's okay. Figure out how much longer you've got and do it again. Redo it. You know, give yourself another 6 months and put those reminders in there. It's whatever you need to keep you motivated. But all of these should be really good tips to get you motivated. And ultimately, it's all about discipline and just choosing to put yourself first and put your true self first and making those changes so that God can use you and work in your life and just open you up to create wonderful things. Like, I think people sometimes tend to think that successful people are selfish. And I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of them are just usable. God can use them. God can make good things happen for them and use them as great examples. So, I mean, it's a matter of letting yourself do that and being available and open and willing to that and stop judging yourself for it, you know, like thinking that if you want this new car that you're a horrible person for wanting it when there's hungry people, you know, starving all over the world. You know, God can't use you if you're poor. You know, I mean, he can.
But, yeah, I agree with you.
You know, he can, but it's like you could do so much more if, you know, you opened yourself up to be available to funding, to divine
right.
funding, so that God can disperse your divine funding to more places, and that's okay. So, but, yeah, so it's all about just getting motivated and then asking the right questions, you know, asking what does it feel like to be successful? What does it feel like to accomplish this goal? You know, God, what does it feel like to, you know, be this person that I want to be? Ask those questions. So instead of asking the question of when am I ever going to be able to pay all my bills, you know, or something negative, stop asking the negative questions. Instead, ask, God, what does it feel like to be divinely supported?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Let
there
that sink in. Yeah, let that sink in. Let him answer that question. So it's about rephrasing the questions and your thought patterns. If you're always thinking, you know, when is this day ever going to end? No. Instead, ask, you know, God, what does it feel like to have an awesome day? You know, just flip
that's
the question.
Wendy.
It's that
Wendy,
simple.
Wendy, sorry.
Just flip the question, you know. Pick up on when you're having those negative thoughts and pick the question. Like a lot of times I've heard a lot here recently, when it rains, it pours, right? And that's so negative. That implies that when one bad thing happens, a million bad things happen. So I've turned that into when it rains, it pours, miracles.
Well, you know what? I agree with you on that. And I always think, when you say when it rains, it pours, and I always think about, oh, it's raining men, you know that song. My mom used to sing it and have it. Yeah, so I was like, well, okay, yeah. So for feelings come before words. So, you know, but, yeah, when it rains, it pours, a lot of people think it means it's negative stuff happening to you. You know what I mean? So, but, yeah, cool. Rephrase the question and put it in something that means a positive outcome. I like that. That works. That works really well. Thank you. I learned something tonight. That's good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, what else?
You're welcome. I think that's about it. I tried to wrap it up, keep it short and sweet, but hopefully that people got a lot out of that to get motivated and things, actual action steps you can take. Get your phone and start programming positive things in it. You know, sit still and ask the right questions.
There you go. I appreciate that. That gave me a lot of, you know, because I was like, man, I don't use my phone enough for that. Thank you so very much. Thank you for, like, the rephrasing the question. And in time limits on that, that's super, super important, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When I wrote my goals down, too, I know writing the phone is something I'm going to do, but I wrote it on pink paper because pink is the love energy, heart energy, you know what I mean? And that really helped me. Then I would write it on blue construction paper because blue is communication. Yeah, I did the chakra colors, actually. So, anyway, it worked well for me to do that.
I like that
idea,
actually.
it was good. So, you know, and then, you know, you can go get the construction paper from Walgreens or whatever. So, but thank you. That's wonderful. I think asking the right questions is important, too, as well, because we get so caught up in the way that we think it needs to show up for us, and maybe the angels aren't responding or God or Spirit's not responding because the form is too small and we're limiting ourselves, and that's sometimes what I really think, you know what I mean? What does a successful day really feel like, rather than when am I going to have success? When am I going to make money? When am I going to be able to pay this bill? What does a successful day look like? So much more strength in that and power. Thank you. That's a beautiful way to say it. As usual, you know how to end the show very well. Thank you, Whitney, so much for, you know, starting
well, thank
end
you.
It and have a great middle. All right, everybody, this show is 30. You can listen to it 24/7, 365 on our web link. All you need to do is you can find it on facebook.com/angelcoaches. And Whitney's got a video that, well, she doesn't, I promoted her because she's like, you guys have no idea how much stress she has underneath her right now, but she's doing working and having fun and taking care of business, as they say. So we appreciate you being here tonight, Whitney. Sorry, I'm going to call you Wendy. That's just off to my best friend in school. And her name's Wendy. But anyway, you guys download the show if you want, and it's there for you always, because there's a lot of steps she gave us here tonight. And our next show is on Sunday. It's all about relationships. You guys want to tune in to Diane and myself, and it's Sunday at 8:30 p.m. East Coast time. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and you can get the web link, as I said, for this show and others that we've done. And you guys have a great now, and we will see you on Sunday. Bye, everybody. Whitney, I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.